Mississippi's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Everybody group to the music. Everybody jam.
It's time for Be Local Buzz with Devin. Devin is the owner and publisher of Scroll Harbor Bluffs and Be Local Beaches magazines. She's also the founder of Raising Relief Foundation and the host of Be Local Buzz on the TAN Talk Radio Network. Now here's Devin, your community connector.
Wow, Matt, you're spoiling me today. Thank you for all that.
Oh, you're welcome, darling.
There's the Be Local Buzz right there. Thank you so much.
As it should be every week right here on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, so welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, and Matt. And I just wanted to say hello to everyone out there. We appreciate you being with us. Of course, we're going to have fun today. I got some amazing guests, as I always do. And this is kind of a really cool show. It's kind of like a mismatch. Sometimes I have them themed, but it's not really themed. So you're going to hear about women with purpose to help cancer survivors and their families. I know I have to use the word survivor because it's positive. And then we're going to hear about an excursion to Spain for your teens. Moms, dads, listen up for this one. And then we're going to hear about lawn bowling. Apparently, it's been a sport that's been around for 100 years. I guess I'm not in the loop. How does Be Local Buzz with Devin not be in the loop of lawn bowling? But we're going to learn all about that later on in the show. But Matt, I want to start out. I got a whole new thing. It came to me last night.
Okay.
I'm going to start with some fun facts because I was, Googling and I wasn't shopping, which is a rare thing.
Who are you and what have you done with Devin?
Exactly. So I want to start doing some weird fun facts. And this is something that I think that the guests, people in your car, at your desk, we should all kind of try it.
And those watching on Facebook, let's not forget that.
Oh, God, I love our Facebook Live people. Thank you. You can't hum while pinching your nose. Matt?
Yes, I just tried to do it, and it is possible you can hum while pinching your nose.
Well, do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to really pinch. You can't cheat. Mm-hmm. All right, let's try it. Yeah, I don't know if that's a hum or a weird noise. I don't know if that's a hum. Try to hum a song. Your hand's not even on your nose. Okay, for all of you who are listening and can't see Matt because he hides, he's not even pinching his nose.
Yeah, you said hum. That was me humming. Now this is me humming, pinching my nose.
Okay, so Matt always has to be the exception. I don't know. Knowing Matt, he's doing one of these and he's actually not clamping it. So you
there you go.
All right. I'm going to leave it up to you. You try to do that. And then if you did it, please call us at the radio on 727-441-3000 and let me hear you hum while pinching your nose because supposedly you're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and that does not count as the example.
All right. I tried it.
Well, I know, but I'm not convinced that you're not cheating. So we'll have to do this off air.
He's fine.
But anyways, okay, so we're going to have some fun facts at the end. Matt, I want to get started with our first guest.
Sure.
And it's someone that I've known for many, many years. Not only is she an amazing philanthropic community person, but she's a personal friend of mine, and I just think she's a pretty awesome lady. Her name is Jane. Do we have a song?
Do we possibly?
Yeah.
We do. Here we go.
Oh, no.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round. And you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Move mountains. We gon' walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise like the day, I rise up.
Yep, rise up. And you know what? Part of the lyrics in that song, I know we didn't get to it, is community is always here to help you rise up from the dark times. And Jane, we already got to give her applause before she even says hello. All right, let's just do that. Jane, you help people rise up, and you are that community leader that does that. And welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin. It's so excited to have you here on Tan Talk Radio with me. And I just want you to introduce and tell what you do and what you do in the community. And I'm looking at your name badge, so I'll let you talk about it.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you, Devin, not only for inviting me to be here, but just your very, very kind words. And if anything, you are a treasure to this community.
Oh, thank you.
What Women with Purpose, what we do is we are helping cancer families. It's not just women, it's families.
Right.
Because no matter who is affected in the family, you all are
Absolutely.
Affected one way or the other, whether you're the person going through it or trying to support your loved one who's going through it.
Or just watching it. How traumatic, right?
Absolutely. It's really tough. But what we've done is what we do, strive to do on a really daily basis, is to help those families that, you might have insurance and that's all great, but it's those day-to-day living expenses that get kind of thrown to the side, or else all of a sudden you find that your credit card is to the max, which please don't do that. Reach out to us because we help with non-medical financial assistance. We pay rents, we pay mortgages, we pay electric bills, car insurance, car repairs, anything really that is non-medical. We love to collect gift cards, gas cards. We all know what the price of gas is, whether it's up and down all the time. But if you're going to Moffitt, that's a good trip right there, especially if you're living in St. Pete. It's like your gas is gone. And food carts. Because if you're on, food stamps, there are so many things you cannot buy. And one of them is toilet paper. Any paper products you cannot purchase. I don't know about your household, but my household does use toilet paper.
Well, can I just tell you, I know I'm going to interrupt with a fun fact that I
That's
learned
okay.
last night while I was Googling. In a lifetime, do you know how long we spend on the toilet?
No, too long.
1 year.
Oh my.
Really?
So toilet paper is an essential in our life. So why it's not covered by food stamps, I don't know.
I don't either.
But thank you for actually telling us about that, because I'm sure I'm not the only one that doesn't know that. And thank you for providing that.
Well, the other thing, too, is it's paper products. Any kind of paper products you cannot purchase. You cannot buy personal hygiene items.
Okay.
Which, you know, is huge. Think about these ladies that need the personal hygiene items and they can't buy them. There's a statistic out there about the number of women and young girls that aren't able to go to work or go to school because they don't have personal hygiene items.
So there's so many local businesses out there, and you know that I work with many of them, and they're all very caring about the community. Do people ever do toiletry drives for you?
Yes and no. We've had, you know, we always get a little bit of everything.
Okay,
but
so I'm talking
an actual
to the,
drive,
yeah.
I would say not.
All right, so I'm going to reach out to the community of business owners right now and see if you can contact Jane at Women with Purpose, and she'll give her information. But maybe you can set up a toiletry drive. I'm sure she can get you some kind of signage. And maybe for 1 week, and I will actually promote it for you, and do a toiletry drive so she can help the families of cancer, and what should I say, patients? Cancer patients, because they don't cover it. The people cannot afford that, and this is essentials in our life. So, yes, we need some toiletry drives for you, Jane. So, okay.
Well, the other thing that Women with Purpose does as well is we have kind of taken on other avenues. We put together blessing bags, and put in a plastic bag or whatever, and put them in, give them to people that are on the street corners, with goodies in them for them, whether they use them. I certainly hope so, but you know, we tried to be thoughtful about what we put in them. We also collect clothes for a friend of mine, Joanne Braccio, who has the biggest heart in town, and she helps people that during the when it gets really cold around here, she gives out jackets and things to the
So
to
you're
the
talking
homeless.
About the homeless fam.
Yes.
Okay. So you work with the cancer families and homelessness?
We probably spread ourselves a little bit too thin sometimes, because we've also helped with human trafficking, which is a whole nother
Yeah, and that's where my realm is, so we can talk about that another time for sure.
But our cancer patients, I just got, and I want you to think about this, okay. Because every day is a gift, and we need to count our blessings, because I have a young woman today, she's 51, that's young, she's 51, she's got stage 4 breast cancer, going through chemotherapy, has never had to take care of the finances or anything with the home and what have you, and her husband died of a heart attack.
Oh my goodness.
So now she's alone. No children. I mean, she is alone. How scary. So a friend of mine referred her to me, and so, you know, we will try to help her as much as we can. But it's amazing to me how there are families out there that are going through this, and some of the families are absolutely fabulous and help, and then some of them just turn a blind eye to everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people are in denial, but you just made me think of something. And if you're just tuning in or putting us on, hello, Facebook Live. We're talking to Jane with the founder of Women with Purpose that helps families of cancer. And this is Be Local Buzz with Devin here on Tan Talk Radio every Thursday and Friday. So I have a question for you. We're talking about cancer, but do you ever do any kind of education? Because you talked about breast cancer, and I know, I mean, I don't know, I guess I should put this back over to you. Getting your mammograms every year is just so important, and colonoscopies and doing the routine checkups that people are like, eh, you know what? Because people think it's not going to happen to me. Okay. It doesn't, yes. It's not, it doesn't run in my family.
That doesn't mean a thing.
I know that, but yeah. You know, people think that.
Yeah.
It doesn't run in my family. It's not going to happen to me. I'm too young. I can get the mammogram and the colonoscopy some other time. I don't have time for it. But it's just a matter of making time for that small test that can be a difference between getting it right away and stage 4.
Well, and we all know that it takes, okay, I got to call the doctor's office and get a referral, or I have to call the doctor's office and get the script or whatever to go get the mammogram, mm-hmm. get whatever I need. But I think probably one of the best things you can do for yourself is figure out a time during the year. Let's say every November, I'm going to get my mammogram. I'm going to do this, this, and this, and make that happen. You can make it happen,
yeah.
Because if you don't make it happen, it's a lot worse sitting there getting chemotherapy.
That's right. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so it feels like every October I get a ding from my doctor saying, uh-huh. time for your mammogram. I don't know if it's relative, but, you know, maybe yeah. I'm sure they're booked solid. And wouldn't that be cool if somewhere down the road that, you know, flu shots, you can go right into CVS and Walgreens and get a flu shot without the referral and all this stuff that you're talking about. How cool would it be to just kind of be able to have a walk-in, because it is so essential and it shouldn't have to have this big process. You should just be able to walk in, hi, I'm here for a mammogram, great, here you
get
go,
your flu
go
shot
in there.
And your
yeah,
COVID shot.
Get your flu shot, get your mammogram, goodbye. hey, maybe we should go to Tallahassee. Maybe we need to take this on the road.
Well, we could, but I think the other thing, too, we need to do is promote. It's not just breast cancer.
I know. There's you brought up breast cancer.
Yes. Amount of cancers
and men's
out
prostate
there.
Cancer.
Yes.
And absolutely.
Yes.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's, I kind of get Because there's so many other cancers. But, you know, if you want something done, what do? You ask the busiest woman in town. And that's what happened with, you know, this great ambition about getting breast cancer awareness going. Well, how about another cancer awareness?
No, I agree. I totally agree. And I just said that because you brought it up.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just saying. But anyway, so what Shane really needs with Women with Purpose is we've all been affected.
Money.
We've all been affected by someone that has cancer, whether it's in our immediate family, whether it's ourselves, our neighbor. So an actor you might like, you know what I mean? But we've all been affected to it. So she needs money, donations, gift cards. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. So how would someone, and you know what, when you're making a donation, please listen to this. It doesn't have to be thousands of dollars, okay? Every $25, I don't care, $10, whatever it is, it makes a difference, doesn't it, Jane?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if someone wants to make a donation financially, how would they do that? And if someone wanted to send you gift cards or whatnot, how would they do that?
Well, I would suggest that you call me.
Okay.
And my number is 727-641-3171. Or you can go on Facebook and, you know, do a private message or something like that. I don't have a website anymore, 'cause that's another story. But, I would greatly appreciate anybody reaching out to us.
And if you want to get, and this is something that you should write down, if you want to donate money to Women with Purpose, you can go through RaisingRelieffoundation.org. And that is a nonprofit that helps other nonprofits. And just put Women with Purpose on your donation line, and I will make sure that Raising Relief Foundation gives Jane the money. So, so you can go forward with that information, okay?
Sure.
All right, Jane, what do you have to say to the families that are struggling right now? How many families are you working right now? And is there a capacity on how many you can actually help?
As long as we have the money, we help.
Right.
We help.
No, I know that. And you've been doing this for how many years?
Close to 12.
And how did you get started? I got a couple minutes. I know we could have our own show, but we can't do that because I have two other wonderful people in the station today too.
Well, mine is a little different story, and we would need more time for me to go through.
All right, so stay tuned. Hold that thought, or you can call Jane directly, and she can give you that information.
Maybe.
So, Jane, give your information one more time, and again, say what you do and how people can find you.
Well, I am helping cancer families with non-medical financial assistance. You can reach me at 727-641-3171. And you can also go on Facebook. We have my Facebook, which is Jane Moore Sweat, or Women with Purpose Facebook. And that's how you can get in touch with me.
Or go to RaisingRelieffoundation.org and just put in the comment section or in the donation section, Women with Purpose. Thank you for all you do. We really, really need you in the community. So
thank you.
Thank you. All right. So this is Be Local Buzz with Devin here, your community connector, every Thursday from 4 to 5, entertaining you and bringing you the best businesses and the buzz and the cool things to do in our area.
See, that's what we do on this show. We entertain and we inform. It's the best of both worlds.
It is. Well, because, and then we have Matt, the director. He is like, he's pretty cool.
No. You're the director. I just help you run the ship.
Oh, well, does Lola know that? I'm pretty sure she calls you the director, but that's okay.
Hey, this is your ship. I'm just helping rudder it.
Well, I appreciate you.
No, you're welcome.
So, do we have a song for this other amazing lady, Carolina, that I have in the studio right now? And we'll just play a little song, and then we'll talk about what she does.
You got it. Here we go.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it.
So you've never been to Spain, but guess what? This special lady in our studio right now is giving your children, teens, and she's going to tell you all about it, the opportunity to go to Spain. I mean, I need an applause right there because it's the coolest program that she is the founder of. Carolina, welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin. I'm super excited to have you here today. And tell us a little what you do and where how it got started.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Devin, for having me here today. My name is Carolina Tave. I have been an educator for 30 years, teaching ages from 3 to adults. I do have a background in Montessori education as well. And knowing how important it is for the students, for everyone to experience firsthand what they are learning, I decided to start this study abroad program to Salamanca, Spain.
Nice.
Yes, yes.
I'm a little over 18, but, you know, does it... I can I go? What? Do I have to be... I guess
well,
not. No, a little over.
Well,
just a little.
You can definitely...
Don't look at me like that. I'm just a little over 18. Well, go ahead.
Do you can...
I'm a lot older than you.
And I called you Carolina because that's how it's spelled. So how many... And it's Carolina, and I already knew that. So how many people make the mistake I made?
Don't you worry.
Okay, it's, well, I do worry. Okay.
Yeah, well, but thank you so much for now. Yes. It is spelled like Carolina, but my parents decided to call me Carolina.
Okay, I love it.
So this is a wonderful study abroad experience program for students who are finishing eighth grade, middle school, and are for students that are all the way to seniors in high school, so teens.
Yes.
I have decided to concentrate on this age group because I know that this is, they are at the right time to experience such a program away from home for a couple of weeks. We are planning to leave Tampa Airport on June 29th.
Coming back.
Yes. Coming back on July 14th. And we will have 2 weeks of unbelievable experiences. And what I love about the program, Devin, is that it's just more than a tour. Of course, they will have a lot of cultural experiences, and we will have visits to different places that I can go into a little more detail in a second. But they are going to be taking classes at the oldest Hispanic university in the world.
And you showed me pictures. Oh,
yes.
My God. It's just absolutely... It's gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yes, and I was fortunate enough to study at the University of Salamanca for 2 summers where I earned my degree, a master's degree in Spanish culture and language. So I know the city inside out. I have great relationships with the people from the university and with locals. So I can make sure that your teens that come with me this summer will have the time of their lives. They will be safe. I will guide them through the process every step of the way. And I will fly. You can give them to me for 2 weeks, and I'll bring them back with memories that will last a lifetime.
And then probably knowing more Spanish than they knew before they left, right?
Absolutely.
So if you're just tuning in or are clicking us on, thank you, Facebook Live, we are talking to Carolina, and she started this study abroad program for the teens. So it's eighth grade to seniors in high school. Mm-hmm. And what an amazing opportunity to give your child. I mean, this is priceless. It really is. Mm-hmm. And they're going to spend 2 weeks in Spain, and not only are they going to be educated on how to obviously learn Spanish, right? Mm-hmm. They are going to do... Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish it because excited. But go ahead.
So during the mornings, they will take Spanish classes. But then in the afternoon, we will have lots of cultural activities, including flamenco classes.
Yay. Fun.
They will be cooking paella.
Oh.
They will be going horseback riding along the river that goes through Salamanca. During the weekend, they will visit Segovia and Toledo. So it will be just 2 weeks of incredible experiences that we have put together for them to enjoy every day that they are in Spain.
So parents, this is what a graduation present or a birthday present, or just, you know, you want to get rid of your kids for 2 weeks during the summer. What a great experience. So before we carry on, how does someone get in contact about this, and then we're going to continue?
Absolutely. This the way that you can contact me is by calling me. My number is area code 757-472-6543. Once again, 757-472-6543. Or you could also message me through Facebook. My name again is Carolina Tave, T as in Thomas, A, V as in Victor, E, and I will respond promptly, sending you the whole itinerary and everything that is included in this wonderful program.
So, Matt, this is where you need to kick in as our producer, director, and tell them if they missed the show or couldn't write it down because they were in traffic and we don't want any unsafe situations going on. I do never want to be a cause of a car accident.
No, let's not.
No, let's not have that happen. So please tell them how they can get this information.
Okay, so if you've missed anything on today's show or any other show Devin has done, InternetRadioPros.com is the website to go to. Click on Be Local Buzz with Devin. You'll find all the Devin shows there. They're listed by date or air date on the show.
And can't you just go to your Facebook page too?
Yes, there is. There's the Tan Talk Radio Network's Facebook page. All the YouTube, all the Facebook Lives are there. TanTalkRadioNetwork.com. You can find everything else there as well.
And then I do have some exciting news to tell about Carolina.
Ooh, what's
She's
that?
She's actually a featured article in the March Stroll Harbor Bluffs that the sneak peek will be hitting maybe this week, if not next week. And then the hard copies will be coming following.
Yes, thank you, Devin. Yes,
so
you
all can the information will be there. You'll also be able to find it on our website, which is strollharborbluffs.com. So continue on this great thing. So tell us about the feedback from last year. How many kids did you have? Just talk about how the parents responded and all that kind of cool stuff.
Of course. Last year, I took 12 students from Tampa Airport, and we had an incredible experience. I was fortunate enough that five of the students that came with me were former students of mine.
Oh, fun.
The way that we get these groups is by word of mouth. We want for your child to come with his or her best friends and have a wonderful experience. And I also wanted to invite those families that may speak Spanish, but maybe their children are not that want to improve. I have that on a day. I see families on a daily basis that have that experience. So no matter what your level of Spanish is, you can be a super beginner or you can be very advanced. You will have the classes and the experience that will take you to the next level and create those memories that I talked about.
And it's so important to learn Spanish. And I know this from obviously living here, but I'm also travel a lot. I love traveling. It's my hobby. And being bilingual, especially with Spanish, is almost like, I wish back in the day when I was in high school, which was only a few years ago, it was more important back then, right? Languages. But you almost have to learn Spanish to you have to be bilingual to get jobs nowadays because so many people require it, right? So what a great way to learn Spanish.
Yes, and you know the way that I always frame it with my students is because this is exactly the way that I feel. When with each language that you acquire, you get many more experiences, incredible human connections. Yes. And that's what I love about languages. It's just more than thinking, which is very important about your professional career, but it's about those human connections.
Yeah.
Double the friend, double the fun, double the experiences with two languages.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, of course you can. It's interactive. Jane, you can say something.
I can say something. Well, my family lived overseas for over 20 years, and my three kids are not only are they bilingual, but my son is trilingual.
Nice.
And this has opened up so many opportunities for all three of them. And it's so important. And I don't think that we as Americans take it as seriously as we should. So send your kids.
What's your third language? I'm just curious. What's his third language?
German.
Oh, cool.
And then girls speak a little French.
So, also, that's a good point, because when you're looking for jobs out there, or your kids are graduating from high school and they're going to go to college, or maybe they're not going to go to college, whatever it is, they're going to pick a bilingual person before they're going to pick someone that only speaks English for the position. So it's so important to know, and Spanish is the second language.
Yes.
And it's hard to travel when you don't. Okay, I was just traveling in a different country with my girl, and my girlfriend, and she knew Spanish, and thank God she did, because the simple things of, you know, a taxi driver, right? What to do. And yeah, it's great to have those apps that translate, but it takes time, right? And then you got to be like, wait a minute, let me reverse the translation, and it's kind of weird. So if I would have known Spanish, I would have been way more comfortable, and if I didn't have her, I don't know, I maybe never would have come back because I was on the wrong taxi or something. I don't know what would happen, but yes, learning Spanish is so important. So I agree with what Jane said. Send your kids with Carolina, and tell us again the name of it and how someone can sign up for this and why it's important for people to do this.
Absolutely. Okay, once again, my name is Carolina Tave. My telephone number is area code 757-472-6543. My working group through which I organize this study abroad experience is called Spanish Odysseys, in collaboration with the University of Salamanca, Spain. And I think that by gifting this experience to your teen, you will be opening doors in so many areas, improving their language skills, getting a little more independent, especially when thinking about the transition to college. I think that that's another, and the incredible experience that your teen will have during the 2 weeks in Spain.
Yeah.
I hope you can join us.
Absolutely, and it's beautiful. And becoming worldly is really important. Mm-hmm. It's just, it brings so much life to life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I never did any international traveling until I met my husband. Mm-hmm. And I was like 39 when that happened. So, God, it's just like amazing that I never grew up in a family that had these opportunities, right?
Okay.
So it's just nowadays that you have these kind of opportunities that you should definitely grab them and run with them and utilize it. And thank you for putting together this program. You are providing so much. And
thank
what is the name? Is there a name to the program?
Spanish Odysseys.
Okay.
Is my working group. So it's a Spanish Odysseys Summer 2024 Teen Spanish Study Abroad Program. It's a long one. But what I also wanted to say is that with this experience, the students will, you know, will treasure and we'll make connections with people from many other parts of the world, because the University of Salamanca gets students, many European but also American and Asian students, and Salamanca is considered one of the safest and most beautiful cities in Spain. So I think you have a great package for an amazing experience for your team this summer, and I hope you can join us.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. So This show, Be Local Buzz, if you're just tuning in, it's Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, on Thursdays from 4 to 5 on Tan Talk Radio. And we bring you the great business owners. This is actually a derivative off our magazines, our community magazines. One is called Be Local Beaches in Greater Clearwater, and the other one is Stroll Harbor Bluffs, which is a lifestyle magazine about Harbor Bluffs. And something cool that's going on right now that I just want to talk about, because we bring business owners together. We get them, obviously, they can come meet the residents through our events, and also business owners meeting business owners. So February, we all know, is the month of love, or the month to find love, or whatever it is in your life, but it's the Valentine's. It's also Fat Tuesday. And then for some of us, it is Ash Wednesday and Lenting, okay? Which means you have to give up something, which I'm giving up online shopping. I know Amazon's going to shut down. I know it's going to shut down, and it's going to be my fault. But I just want to tell you a very cool thing that's happening. The Drip Bar in Largo, they are located next to Michael's in the Largo Mall. They have an event tomorrow on Friday, and they are collaborating with two other business owners that they met at an event. So the Drip Bar Largo next to Michael's does those amazing IV treatments that I swear saved my life when I had the flu. And they are partnering with Marcy. Matt, you know we've had her on the show a couple times. Wi-Fi spray tanning mobile. So you can go there and get your love tan on for your date night. And then not only
That's beyond me.
Yeah, see, there we go. And then we're having Kathy from the Calming Effect, who is going to be doing massages. All that is happening at the Largo Mall tomorrow. And again, they're all amazing business owners because they're all part of our network. So I just wanted to give a little shout out about that. All right, so Matt, I see we have a gentleman sneak in when I wasn't looking.
Yes, we did.
And
he's very, very good about that. I give him credit for it.
He didn't come in like a tornado, disrupt everything. I really appreciated that.
Nope. But don't worry, we have something for him.
We'll get a little song for him.
Yes, sir. Cool. Here we go.
So I got it here.
With my friend Bert, with my bowling ball and my bowling shirt. I like to roll the ball down the lane.
So Matt,
yes.
He doesn't know where you found it, so you could tell him the secret of me staying up late nights finding these.
So you have no idea, and we're pulling out the curtain a little on the radio, on the radio show here. There's countless times where she will send me lists of just the most random songs I've ever heard. And only they can only come from the mind of one person and one person only, that being Devin.
And who was that, by the way, singing that song?
Oh.
That's Asleep at the Wheel. That's the version I found.
Okay.
There's a couple of different versions, but I played a couple of them before the show, and I grabbed the one I liked. So that was Asleep at the Wheel playing that one.
Very good.
All right.
So I'm embarrassed to say, here I am supposed to be the buzz queen, and I don't know what lawn bowling is, and it's been around for 100 years. So I brought in Dick, the expert, and he is going to educate us all and tell us about cool things that are happening. Dick, welcome to Be Local Buzz with Devin. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you very much, Devin. First thing, you picked a great day because today is actually our 100th birthday.
Oh, well, Matt, hello. Stop sleeping at the wheel over there. We need a little applause over here. So,
thank you very much. I happen to bring an actual they can hear me, trust me.
Hey, whoa. He doesn't know that we need him to be like 4 inches from here. Oh, look at how cute this little thing is.
Okay, what's different about this bowl?
It's blue, and it's my favorite color, and it's coming home with me. And it's heavy.
They call it Robin's Egg.
It's so cute.
At least the guys in the club do, and the girls. It's equal opportunity. What's different about this? It's flat.
Yeah.
So if you were to roll it.
For those of you who are not This is an audio thing, so people on Facebook Live can see it. So the people that are in their car, he just pulled out this little ball that is flat on the top and the bottom, and it's blue. It's called an egg shape. It's not called an egg shape. He's looking
it's
at me weird.
It's not called an egg shape.
Okay.
It's just called a bowl, and it's spelled B-O-W-L.
Okay. All right.
Now, why is it like it is? Because this bowl actually curves. So you can curve a bowl around other bowls to get to the shot, which is called a jack. And I've got one of those.
So, wait. Lawn bowling, is it still like what we see in the... with the aisles and the pins, is that?
That's 10-pin bowling.
All right, that's an indoor sport. All right, before you start bringing out your props, let's back up and go to the basics. What is lawn bowling? What does it look like, and how do you play it?
That's a lot of questions there. lawn bowling is an ancient sport, actually.
Okay.
It started in Egypt way back when.
Okay.
And it's undergone a lot of different changes along the way. It got very popular in England.
Okay.
With the nobility.
Okay.
And it got so popular with them, and then the peasantry started to get involved. They didn't like that. So they banned the sport for a while. Well, it was so popular, a new king and what have you came into being, and they brought the sport back, and I believe the oldest club still in existence in England was from the 1200s.
But how do you play it? Because these things look like bocce to me.
It's similar.
Okay.
However, the difference is we don't have sideboards or backboards to bounce off of. The only thing we bounce off of are these guys or this.
Okay. So it is similar to bocce. And the lawn.
Scoring-wise, it's very similar because you can play with twos, threes, fours, or singles.
Okay.
And the object is to get your bowl or one of your teammates' bowls closest to this.
Sure.
And if three of one team's bowl are closer than anybody on the other team, you get 3 points. Although they call it shots. They don't use the word points. So I apologize.
And some people might be doing 3 shots, right? They might have a little
Clearwater doesn't allow us to have any kind of alcoholic beverages because they actually own the property.
Well, this is Be Local Buzz. We bring rules on this, on this radio show.
You heard it from Devin.
Yes. Shut up.
But again, the games are played... normally, we play 14-end games.
Okay.
Now, 14 ends, if there's two bowlers on a team or three bowlers on a team, it's going to take roughly 2 to 2.5 hours to do this.
Wow. Okay.
Our rink is 120 feet long, and it's 16 feet wide.
So are there only specific places you can play?
Yes. You don't just go on the grass and start...
Okay, because that's how we do it in bocce, right? We just go out to our backyard and we throw the ball, and then we do our other thing and we try to get close.
The Italians would probably look at you sideways on something like that because they have very, very well-made courts for bocce.
Where do you play this lawn bowling?
We play at 1040 Calumet Street, which is right off of Alternate 19 and Calumet, and it's the far north part of Clearwater, actually.
Oh, cool. Did you guys know this?
No.
Matt, did you know about this?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it, but I've never actually seen it played before.
This is so cool.
That's what we hear a lot. And that's unfortunately the sad part about this. This is known worldwide. It's in all the British Commonwealth. It's played in Australia. Canada is very big. We used to have quite a few Canadian members. It's been going down because this area is becoming more and more expensive to snowbird in. Mm-hmm. And it's also much more difficult insurance-wise for Canadians to come here. So that's limiting our membership. But with the help of a radio station like yours, It can only bring us more members, and it actually has.
Okay,
this is the fifth one now that I'm doing.
This is super exciting. Okay, so I started in my own Be Local Beaches in Greater Clearwater. That goes to new residents from Reddington Beach up to Dunedin and Safety Harbor, Bel Air Bluffs, Largo, that whole area, right where you're talking about, right?
Right.
And I have a section in there that are cool things to do. I would like to add this in that section. So
marvelous.
Yeah, so we'll put that in the magazine. I think this is a cool thing to do, and like I said, I didn't know. So I need, this magazine is actually built by the community. Mm-hmm. So for people need to tell me cool things to do, and Dick, I'm so glad that, Allison put us in contact.
Yes, she did.
Yes. So we'll put this in Be Local. I love that for this magazine, and I'll even get it.
And we'd be glad to be in it.
Absolutely, cool.
That's wonderful.
Very cool. All right, so how does someone become a member, or how often do you play, or I don't know?
Well, we play Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Wednesday evenings.
Okay.
Wednesday evenings are, it just started in February. It used to be on Thursday evenings, and they switched it to Wednesday. They thought it was a better day to do it. So the first one, this February, is on Valentine's Day.
Ah!
So bring your girlfriend, or your wife, or whoever.
Or both. No, don't bring both. That's not a good idea.
And have a good time. And we, if you go to our website, if I can say the name of that.
Yeah, please
okay,
do.
ClearwaterLawnBowlingClub.org.
Okay.
And make sure it's .org, because you won't get it otherwise. But they have all the information. If anybody wanted to see truly how does one bowl, there's numerous YouTube videos out there.
Cool.
All you got to say
or
is lawn
show
bowling.
He'll teach you how to bowl.
That's right. And we do have free lessons. So,
oh, cool.
And we have our, the bowls can be an expense. So we offer new people, we have several sets that they can try out. We're not going to say, all right, now you got to go buy these darn things. When you don't know for sure it's for you. What's nice about this sport, it's low impact.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You basically are on a rubber mat. You take one step and you roll the bowl. You don't do like bocce and fling it up in the air, mm-hmm. Because that would make the greenskeeper rather irate, because you'll leave a nice hole in the surface. And I am the greenskeeper too, by the way. So
this that would irritate is so me. Exciting. So why can't we have a goal of making this like pickleball? That just went off like crazy, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I just did a big article I just added in my magazine on pickleball. So let's try to, I mean, I think this is cool.
Absolutely.
Low impact activity, outside, fun, meeting new people. I mean, mm-hmm. It's just a great thing.
Marvelous.
Yeah, so let's just do this. This is pretty interesting. I'm very inspired. So what are you doing with Historical Society? Are you doing something with them?
Yes, we are hoping to be designated a historical site in the state of Florida.
Ooh.
And it's a very lengthy process.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Cooper, who actually is our club historian, is out of town right now. I think he would have been the one to talk to.
Yeah, he was
on
my first
things.
Lawn bowling date.
Bummer.
Okay. I'm glad you came, Dick.
But
this is super exciting.
Yeah. So what Allison's going to do, though, is on February 17th, we're actually having our 100th anniversary tournament.
Oh.
And there are going to be some media. The mayor or one of his representatives will be there, and they're going to read a proclamation.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
Actually, Allison is going to be doing the reading of the proclamation.
Okay. So what is February 17th?
It's a Saturday.
Okay, Saturday. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. And what time is this happening?
It starts at 9:30, but this pre-thing is at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to be the MC for that.
Excellent.
Again,
okay.
Dave was scheduled to do it, but Dave is out of town for that as well. He's on a well-deserved vacation, so
okay.
I can't fault him for that.
I will be there. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Okay, cool. So one more time, tell people how they can get involved and where actually do you play this?
Okay, it's at 1040 Calumet Street in Clearwater. The phone number is 727-641-9144.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for that offer. That would be wonderful.
Absolutely.
To get.
Absolutely. Hey, cool thing to do.
The more magazines we get in, the more notoriety we get.
Yeah.
It's only more members, mm-hmm. and that's what makes it fun.
Absolutely. I think it's cool.
And what's really cool about this particular game, you could have the other team, and they've got four bowls sitting here. Oh, man, there's 4 points there. Somebody on the other, on my team comes in. All they got to do is bump the closest one.
He's doing visuals on a radio show. I love it. Dick, we'll have to save that
Facebook.
For another time.
Yeah, look
we'll
at Facebook. Remember, she's on Facebook,
but
too.
Thank you, Dick. Okay, one more time, I'd like to do a quick shout-out. Carolina, can you just quickly tell people the name and how they get in contact with you?
Of course. Carolina Tave with Spanish Odyssey Study Abroad Program to Salamanca, Spain. My telephone number is area code 757-472-6543. Get your teen to have the experience of his life or her life by coming to Spain with me this summer. Thank you.
Awesome. And then Jane.
Women with Purpose, you can get in touch with me at 727-641-3171. Thank you.
Excellent. And then again, it's always a pleasure to be here with you on every Thursday from 4 to 5 with Be Local Buzz with Devin, your community connector, and of course, Matt. And I want to leave you on this weird, fun fact. It's my new thing, Matt. Do you know almonds are the family of what? What would almonds be classified with? I'm doing a little Jeopardy show over here.
They're like us. Nuts.
The peach family.
Ooh.
What? Things that make you go, huh?
Cool.
And then I have one more. Speaking of love and Valentine's and all that kind of stuff, what is the strongest muscle in the body?
Your tongue.
Oh, we have a winner here. I'm going to have to start getting winners.
It.
Yes, your tongue is the strongest muscle. How did you know that?
I don't know. I just knew that.
I would have thought it was my gluteus.
As would I have.
Yeah. So, well, apparently you know. So, kiss away on Valentine's Day. I don't know what to say. All right, so I just want to wish everyone, it's not Valentine's next week. Oh, it is? I don't know. Whenever it is, happy Valentine's, happy Mardi Gras, happy Lent, happy Fat Tuesday, happy everything, and have a happy weekend. And thank you all for being here. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Wonderful
experience. Yeah.
Bye, bye, bye. I don't wanna be a fool for you. Just another player in your game.